Here's an excerpt from an interview recorded in April of this year that aired on SDPB. In it, Mike Rounds is asked directly about EB-5. In the answer, Rounds refers to Richard Benda, who was South Dakota's Secretary of Tourism and State Development.
Some of your critics, though, have said that there were alleged, you know, improprieties within the program, those involved in it. They say that you as a leader, if you didn't know about them, you should have known about them. And I want to ask you, respond to that and ask you, what did you know when about,
well,
about these alleged improprieties?
Once they tell me what those improprieties are, then we can respond to them. But in the meantime, it's been 2.5 years later, and we're really not talking about specifics other than the fact that one individual apparently, and he's not here with us, and we'll never know, you know, what he did from him. But what we have been told is that he apparently double billed for travel expenses. You know, if I would have known at that time that he had double billed for travel expenses, we would have terminated him.
In later interviews, Rounds acknowledged that he knew more about this case than he divulged in that April interview. Richard Benda died in October 2013. It was ruled a suicide. Attorney General Marty Jackley says at the time he was investigating Benda for more serious crimes than double-billed travel expenses. Benda allegedly took $500,000 out of a $1 million check from the state that was headed to Northern Beef Packing Plant before it went bankrupt. In an interview on SDPB's Dakota Midday this week, Mike Rounds says he learned about Benda's actions in September of 2013.
They had cut the check. They gave it to Rich. He deposited it in his company's account. And I found out about that in September of 2013. So it's there. It's out there.
When Mike Rounds was asked why he didn't reveal everything he knew about EB-5 in earlier interviews, he says it's because the attorney general hadn't yet talked about the investigation into Benda's actions publicly. Rounds says he could not disclose any details and possibly breach that investigation. But the Democratic Party alleges that Rounds still knows more than he's letting on. They cite documents that show Rounds' office legally defended another key player in the case, Yul Bolin. Democrats allege that Rounds' office and the Board of Regents helped to cover up Bolin's efforts to privatize administration of the program for his own benefit. Rounds denies his office oversaw Bolin's EB-5 dealings. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.